In California, Governor Gray Davis is moving to end his state's experiment with private prisons. Contracts with private companies have been a low-cost alternative in many states since the 1980s. Some of the prisons have had problems with lax discipline, violence, and prisoner escapes. However, in California, most private prisons have been rated as excellent by state reviewers. So what gives? NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
It's hardly surprising that Charlie Eggert likes his town's ladies.
Yes, we call them our ladies, okay? They come out and they do the grass and the park maintenance of all the city parks. They go to the Little League fields, they take care of the maintenance, they pick up the trash that's left there after games, etc. The ladies are a very, very important part of this community.
Eggert is a mayor of Live Oak, California, a one-stop light town of 6,000 residents about an hour north of Sacramento. And the ladies Eggert is talking about are the inmates at the Leo Chesney Center. This facility, bordered by peach orchards and suburban tract homes, is California's only minimum security prison for women.
Roll call!
Britton.
Here.
Bush.
There are about 200 women jailed here. They're all low-risk, nonviolent offenders, serving the last 18 months of their sentences. Here, they're offered high school and college credit courses, parenting classes, and help staying off drugs. The inmates do all the facility maintenance, and they also make toys for the children of Live Oak. Inmates Narita Pombo and Jessica Coriel are building a model wishing well that will someday grace a playroom.
I don't know anybody that isn't happy here.
No, the reason we're happy here is because all the staff treats us with respect and kindness and consideration. We're like treated like human beings instead of like animals. And that makes us happy. It makes us get along. It makes us do what we got to do to get out of here.
And the women at Leo Chesney will be leaving sooner than any of them had hoped. The state has commended this facility for being clean and well-run, but it's one of five privately operated prisons Governor Davis says the state can no longer afford. California faces a $24 billion budget deficit, and the governor says the state can save about $2.8 million by closing the private prisons. Russ Heimrich is a spokesman for the California Department of Corrections.
This was essentially a budgetary exercise that began in the late third, early fourth quarter of last year. This is something that we have looked at independent of any other consideration except where we can save the most money.
But Davis's critics in the legislature and elsewhere say he's closing the prisons as a favor to one of his biggest campaign contributors, the state's Prison Guards Union, which does not represent the private guards. The union has given Davis more than $2.5 million since 1998, and Davis recently approved a new contract with the Guards Union, locking in a hefty pay raise. The governor says he's philosophically opposed to private prisons and denies trying to pay back the Guards Union.
No, I've had no discussions with the prison guards on this issue, the issue of closing down private facilities.
Still, when Davis cut the private prisons from his proposed budget, a lobbyist for the Prison Guards Union could barely disguise his glee in this telephone hotline message to union members.
As many of our members are aware, the whole concept of privatization has been a thorn in our side. So that move is appreciated. It does follow through with promises made by Governor Davis in past years on this subject matter. So the governor, man of his word in that regard.
Back in Live Oak, the anxiety over the closure of Leo Chesney is palpable. 43 townfolk worry about losing their jobs. At a prison computer class, Alisa Dove, a 34-year-old inmate and mother of three, taps out another letter of appeal hoping to save Leo Chesney. She's doing time for forging prescriptions for painkillers, and she's not eager to return to a state-run women's facility where nonviolent offenders like herself are housed with lifers.
You're in constant fear for your life and your safety at all times. It's not unusual to be hitting the ground, per se, at least eight times a day for fights, violence, slashings. So obviously when I came here, it was a great relief to me. I'm taking about 24 college credits at this time, and you know that you're going to be okay. You know, I don't want to go back. I'm scared.
Dove's fears will soon be realized. The women at Leo Chesney have already been informed that the prison is set to close at the end of June when its contract expires. And while there are some state lawmakers who want to keep this facility open, Governor Davis will have the final word. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Live Oak, California.